I thought it would be a full house today.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that people are still in the zone. So, anyway, I always trust that the circle, this is one of the very first things that I learned about facilitation. I always trust that the circle that shows up is the exact circle that needs to be there and needs to be present. Every circle is perfect. And so I'm excited to see those of you that are here live. And I'm really excited for our call today. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sandra. So here's how I wanted to start. This is going to be an experiment. I don't know if this is going to work, but we're going to we'll see if you guys get anything from it. I think you will. We'll start with a visualization and we're going to dialogue with 2021. We'll see what happens. So I invite you to close your eyes, get settled. Really come into this space, bring yourself fully present, just let go of whatever was, had your attention before you hopped on the call, and just really give this time to yourself. Give yourself the gift of this time and become aware of your body. We move so much through our days in our heads that we sometimes forget about our bodies. Start to become aware of your body. Maybe become aware of your pinky toe, how your jaw feels. Become aware of the sensation in your chest, whatever it is. And give yourself permission to be in your body, to be embodied. And then from there, start to pay attention to your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. With each inhale, just allowing the life force to come in, being in gratitude for it. With each exhale, releasing, inhaling, allowing in the life force, feeling it. Exhaling and releasing. And as you breathe in this way and connect to your body in this way, I invite you to connect in and attune to the new year. And as you do that, to connect in and attune to 2021, as if it were an entity, allow yourself to connect to this new year, to the year 2021. You may feel it as you connect with it. Energetically, you may see it. Whatever comes, comes. And ask the new year, ask the year 2021, what are some of the biggest lessons that you are ready to learn? What are some of the biggest, most important lessons that you are ready to learn this year? Just be open. You may hear a lot, you may hear a little, it's all good. What are the lessons that you're ready to learn? I'm continuing to connect with 2021, with this new year, and asking 2021 if it will tell you a little bit about what it has in store for you. What does it want for you? What does 2021 want for you? Just connecting, seeing what it has to say, if anything. And asking 2021, what is a value? What is a value that you've been neglecting, that you are ready to embody this year? What is a value that you've been neglecting? Something important to you that you're ready to embody more fully this year? And then finally asking 2021 if there's anything else it wants you to know right now in this first week of the year. Anything else it wants you to know? And then taking a moment right now and allowing yourself to attune and balance out, just attune to the energy of the year so that you can really be connected with it. You may feel it in your body or may feel nothing. So whatever that means to you, take a moment, really attune. And then when you're ready, you can take a nice deep breath in and out and allow your eyes to flutter open and bring yourself fully present. You can take a moment and jot down anything that came through that feels important. Let me know if that experiment worked. I don't know what came through. I'd love to hear from a couple of you. What did 2021 have to tell you? What came through? Who wants to share?
I'll share.
Great.
You see me? Hear me? Okay.
Hi.
I came in a little late, so I missed like whatever meditation you did, but I dropped in as quick as I could. And I think the biggest message I got is this idea of ascension, of kind of rising. But in order to do it, like going in deeper and stiller.
Yeah.
And I just felt like this idea of coming home and connecting more deeply to the earth, but also like I got this like taste in my mouth of my business shifting, you know, like I've been feeling it a little bit, but it's, there is like this place for me to go that's really starting to be clear.
I love that. That was, you know, even if the details weren't revealed, that like that feeling was revealed for you. It feels like such confirmation.
Yeah. And like, I know this year is not going to be easy. Like I feel it's going to be really wavy. You thought 2020 was wavy, but that was okay. You know,
yeah,
part of the growth.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, and it sounds like you, like part of the tool that you got there was like, keep on connecting to the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd love to hear from another person. What else came through? Anne, yeah. And raise your hands on the thing because I can't see all of you on my screen.
So I don't usually do a word of the year because I hate the whole idea of like one word defining the whole year because it doesn't fit with my experience of flow of seasons. But about a week ago, I used a random word generator that somebody had shared. I don't know if it was in the group or somewhere else. And the word that I got was glide. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'll take that. And that was the thing that was right there. What's the biggest, most important lesson? How to glide, how to accomplish more by doing less. It pulled at one point the hanged man, and there's this feeling of like being able to recognize and release myself from the traps and limitations of my own making. And this idea of really embracing this inner fire and the value was owning my personal power.
Yeah.
Like I encourage my clients all the time and then I forget to cultivate that, like really cultivate that ownership, that feeling of ownership of my personal power, really getting deeply connected with that. And there's just like really nice sense of kind of stoking that inner fire, and that passion. And I was surprised the other things that 2020 wanted me to know, the first thing that came was take it easy. And I'm like, what? But it makes sense.
That's part of gliding, right? Right?
And find your own flow, fuck what other people think you should do.
Yes.
Take care of yourself so that you can create what is yours to manifest. It will all come in its own time. Trust divine right timing. Don't push the river. So I'm like, okay, some of those are things I've heard before, but it's like, it's not done. It's not like those lessons aren't over. Those are good things to kind of keep standing by and seeing where else that comes up.
Yeah.
So I didn't think I was going to like the exercise.
Said it was an experiment. I don't know. So yeah, no, it sounds like so much came through, and I just want to comment on a couple of pieces. One, I just holding space for you and watching you and witnessing you and all of your growth over this last year, I really feel like you are ready to glide and own your personal power. Like when I think back to a year ago, I think you knew that you had personal power, but you had forgotten and gotten disconnected from it. And what I've seen over this last year is that you have remembered and reconnected, and now you're ready to own it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the confirmation keeps coming too. Thank you for that. That I've put the effort in.
Yeah.
I've put the energy in, whether I think that I did enough or not.
Yes.
It is enough now to glide, not push. And like that's huge for me. So
it's so big.
And I'm loving having this container to keep like nurturing that. you know, like it keeps the momentum going. So yeah,
100%. And just as a note for you and everybody else, we can glide and not push and also plan and blueprint at the same time. They're not separate from each other.
I think I was in a conversation with Inbal, I think, where she said, yeah, like you get to steer.
Yes. I love that. That's a great metaphor. Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Good. Thanks, Anne. Lissa.
Hi. It's funny because I woke up this morning and I sat up on the edge of my bed and I was just sitting there saying, you know, like knowing what I wanted to do with the day and having to face it. And it's this, you know, I've been so good all these years at being in the mystery and going with the flow and showing up as needed. And now the biggest thing that's before me is organizing myself within my business, the form and function of my day. I've been working in the 90-day planner, Monica's 90-day planner, and just really, really sinking into that, grounding myself in my inner and outer temple as my business. And so the big message at the end is a mutual commitment of organization in my business, and that I am met as I show up. So as I show up, the organization of my business will meet me, and that I can trust in that. I can still have the, you know, tap into that, because that's the mystery to me. Yeah. Everybody else is good at business. I'm good at mystery.
You know what? We need to be good at mystery.
I'm awesome at mystery.
So, but what I'm also hearing, Lissa, that I really want to point out, and I think this is so important, is that you're starting to own that you can also be good at organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you were just talking, before you even said that last piece, what was going through my mind, honestly, is the way that you're talking about yourself right now is so different than you were talking about yourself a year ago. It's just totally different person. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Getting there.
Good. Good, good, good. All right. Well, if you guys want to share more in the chat or the Facebook group on what came through, I want to hear. And for now, we'll open up for our clinic and our Q&A, our first one of the year. As a reminder, don't be shy. Feel free to bring forward any celebration, any question that you have, any block, anything that you want to brainstorm, anything that you want to consult with me on, whether it has to do with your business, with your client work, with your group work, on an inner level. And all of us will use the law of adaptation, you know, as we hear other people being coached and supported, to ask yourself, how does this relate to me? Even if this person is in a totally different place or different industry or, you know, whatever it is, what are the gems that I can get from this? And raise your hands in the, you know, so I can see them in the chat. Kim.
Hi, sorry, I had to take myself off mute. Happy New Year, everybody. Glad to be here. And I wanted to, Joanna, you and I had talked yesterday, but I wanted to explore kind of social media this year and different kind of organic building in lead generation, which I'm sure other people are probably looking at for 2021 as well. Yeah. You and I had talked specifically about the Akashic certification program. And some of my challenges, I think, is I haven't quite in my own mind figured out how all my people fit under one umbrella. So I still feel like I have my executive professionals and then my soul seekers. And I know they do converge, but I'm imagining there's a journey there and that they might converge a little bit like later. So I think I've always held back in my marketing because of that client journey. So I think that's one of my challenges is what do I really do social media to just start to build that awareness about this offer?
Yeah. So, and I'm glad that you're giving the context, because one thing that I don't want you to worry about is, oh, if I, you know, if I put stuff out on social media about Akashic records, that it's going to turn other people off. I really feel like for your ideal client, Kim, even the people that aren't so excited about the Akashic records, you know, even the people that may not ever end up do the training, if they're turned off by it, they're actually not ideal for you in the other realms either. It's just kind of like an extra, like, oh, Kim does that. You know, similar, I'll put it like in context for me. I, in my marketing, in my social media, I talk about ritual, you know, but not everybody that learns from me or works from me is really into ritual. And that's okay, right? If they like, if they think that that's just, if they're so turned off by it, I can't work with them in other ways anyway. So, so don't worry about that at all. And so, you know, there's a lot to say about social media, but I'll say a couple of things for now to get you started. Well, so first, let me just ask you this, because here's one idea I have. It would be a little bit more labor intensive and take time. So you may not want to do this right now, which is totally fine. There's more than one way to do anything. But I'm actually thinking about how, if you, it would feel exciting to you to start to get, like a Facebook group together that's specifically on Akashic records.
Yeah. Well, and what I wonder too is versus leading with the modality to lead instead with the benefits, right? Mm-hmm. Or like the, because the main theme in the modality is to really find your gifts and your true self and, you know, that kind of deeper, kind of soul part of you that maybe has gotten lost under all the roles and responsibilities of just life, you mm-hmm. know, and a busy career, right? Because it's for people who are busy in their career.
Yeah, I love that. So you could put together a Facebook group. You know, we'd want to think of like a snazzy name, but you know, that kind of encapsulates that, and that would allow you to speak to those issues plus to how the records inform those issues. Mm-hmm. And you know that you would have a dedicated audience to that topic. You would still post in your regular social media about it as well, but this would be like a more concentrated place okay. for people to land and show up. And so that way, when you do, you know, if you would do a live on the records, you know that the audience is primed for it. And when you make offers and that kind of thing. So the you know, the way to start off a group is to both in your social media, as well as to your email list, your community, I would do both, like to say, I'm putting this group together. You wanna set the group up first, come up with the name, get a banner set. With any new Facebook group, you always wanna populate it first a little bit before you invite people in. So have 3-4 posts in there, definitely have a picture of you with an intro, and then get some people who you can ask privately to come in and start commenting on it before you invite the public, right? So I'm more than happy to do that. I'm sure other people in this group would be happy to do that. Anyone else you know, just so that it looks like it's flourishing. You know, maybe one or two people can also put a post in there as well. And then what you would do is you would send an email out to your newsletter community, at least one or two, you know, kind of telling them about this new group, linking to it. And then in your different social media outlets, you would do a couple of posts over a number of weeks to get things going. You want to look at this as a long-term game. And what I mean by that is, you know, people may trickle in at first. It may take some time to build, but over time it will. And eventually, you know, you may or may not get there. And we can see this isn't for right now. You know, something that you would do is have some kind of free gift around the records. And then when people download the gift, or opt into the gift, they would be invited to the group as well, so that you're cross you know, you're using it, that to support the group and also people in the group. You would offer them the PDF so that they would get into your email community. You know, there'd be kind of like a cross section of that. And whether it's in the group itself, or just even now starting on your regular social media, you know, you want to talk about it, right? So I would think about, for example, 3, 4, 5 different topics that you could do a live on, whether it's on Instagram or in the Facebook or Facebook group, you know, and you can share things across multiple platforms, but what are some topics that would be really great? What are some, memes and images and that kind of thing? But really start to put it, like, own the message around it and, you know, own it. I mean, there's so much more I could say, but I'll stop now. How is all of that landing? What are you seeing? You know, what's exciting you?
Well, I like it. You know me, I love all the structure and all the details of, you know, kind of the foundation that this can look like. It feels very exciting. And I, you know, one of the things that I'm like just learning over and over, right, is you just never know how this is going to go until you start doing it.
Totally.
And once you start doing it, the pieces start to pull together. And even though I don't have all these ideas that you're talking about, I'm sure that once I get into this groove and, yeah, you know, things will just start to populate because new choices lead to new possibilities. Right. So, yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, I'll also just say, in terms of structure, and I'm saying this to all of you and as a reminder for myself, because I fall off this structure with social media, having a little bit of a schedule is not a bad idea. I mean, of course, you know, when you're inspired in the moment, post something on social media, but I know that the periods of time where I put it into my blueprint and I'm like, you know, every Monday and Wednesday and Friday, and I think it out beforehand, that's when my social media is more consistent. And that's when I see people engaging more consistently. So creating a little bit of a blueprint and a plan, I think for most people is a good idea.
Okay. And do you have any, resources around kind of creating that blueprint or prompts or templates or anything?
Social media? It's a great question. I don't. That's something I should create at some point, but I would say for now, your things to think about are, what are the things, you know, to make a list of, like, what are the things that are most important for you, for people to know on the topic? You know, what are your different message points? What are some quotes that you find yourself saying over and over and over again, whether it's in the Akashic training program or to clients when you're talking about that? Those can make great memes. You know, if you have testimonials that people have given about the records or the training, those can make great memes. So those are some of the things.
I like that. Okay.
And personal stories too.
That's true. Okay. That gives me a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great cue. Corinne.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I decided to say 2021 so I don't ever have to say 2020 again. And with that, I have a lot to celebrate in 2020. And the reason I raised my hand here is that I feel such resistant to harvest 2020. It's, you know, I felt a lot of excitement at solstice and I had a really nice ritual on solstice. And then 2021 came around and now I'm just feeling exhausted and like this whole year ahead of me. And it's what I want to celebrate is that I broke 6 figures this year, which felt really fantastic, right? But instead of being like, how can I celebrate this? And I'm like, how can I recreate it? And I worked hard for that money. Like, how then, if I can I double it?
Yeah.
Because it's still not enough to support a family it just like, I just paid my estimated taxes today and I'm like, whoops, that went, oh, like, so yes, from making six figures and like, shit, it's not enough to support a family on. It needs to be like more than that. Mm-hmm. And then looking at like, how can I double it without burning out? So I'm feeling resistance and some fear around I guess it's the sense of can you really make a good living if you're not employed? Keeps kind of like, not that I intellectually believe that to be true, but it's like it is percolating underneath.
Yeah. And that question that you just asked, I feel like there's even a belief underneath that.
Oh yeah.
What's the belief under that? I sense it's a belief that goes way back for you.
Something about you gotta have a good employment, gotta get a good job so you can be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I knew a single entrepreneur growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I might be reading between the lines here, so tell me, because this may not be true. But I almost sense, Corinne, that what's even underneath that is your own talents and brilliance and creativity can't support you.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's something like if I just share my gift, like that's just, you don't make money doing that. Like you make money going out to work.
Yeah.
Like that there is some belief there. And just like, to be clear, it's not intellectually, it's down there in that unconscious. Yeah. And it makes me sad right now that I'm in this place where I can't celebrate.
Yeah.
And like build from what I got, but I'm like, oh.
I'm going to ask you to stop talking for a moment. Sorry. And be with that feeling. Like you are just in here. You can even close your eyes, right? That feeling that your brilliance, your talent, your creativity, that's only going to get you so far, but that's not really going to pay the bills. Where are you feeling that?
Right here in my chest.
Yeah. So just be with that. Be with that belief and be with that feeling. Lean into it, connect with it. What does it look like in your chest?
It's like a, almost like a collapsed star. Like a void.
Yeah. Connect with that collapsed star and ask it, who is it memorializing?
It's my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I get chills when you said that. So just continue to connect with this feeling, this fear, this belief that's memorializing your mom, that's keeping you connected to your mother, who you love. And ask this collapsed star, what is a better way to memorialize your mother?
I just see flowers sprouting from my arms, from my shoulders, from my legs. I grow a garden.
Uh-huh. Good. So continue to see that and feel it. Feel the flowers sprouting. See it, feel it. If you can see the colors, be with that. What does that feel like?
It feels so hopeful.
Yeah.
And it's it's brightness. Mm-hmm. I feel my whole body's like,
yeah, yeah. So continue to be with that, be with that motion that you just made. Feel that, feel the flowers. Yeah, you're doing so well. And ask the flowers what they want you to know about you and your business.
Just keep planting.
Yeah. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I know how to grow a garden.
Yeah.
It feels like that inverted collapsed star is just shifting.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Let it continue to shift. It is ready. It wants to be with that feeling in your body. And ask, you can ask the star or the flowers or just your body, what do you need to know about harvesting the amazingness of last year?
I need half an hour, a pen and a paper.
Perfect. I like specific instructions. That's great. Yeah. Good. Good. So take for right now, just take one more moment with this. Really feel it. Make a body memory of all of this. I can feel the flowers on my shoulders and how amazing that feels. Yeah, and then allow your eyes to flutter open. What's important here?
This was not my feeling. This was my mother's.
Yeah.
I've been holding it for her. It's not mine. No. It's not me.
No. No. You are not meant to, and she wouldn't want you to.
And she's in the place of this collapse right now. And I think I've just been, it's been reactivating my collapse.
Yeah. She's been through a lot this year.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're so welcome. Well done. Really well done.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Big sense of relief and hope.
Good. I'm so happy to hear it. Everybody, deep breath in. Beautiful. Calvin.
I almost feel bad being next, like following that.
No, not at all. Like everything is in right timing.
An opposite 2021 start. I feel like I got hit with a bolt of lightning and I can like barely contain what's happening in my body right now. I just out of like the clear blue sky got an email from someone who's promoting a fundraiser for this nonprofit, which is called Community in Schools. And it's kind of local. They have a local chapter to the area and their goal is to help at-risk students. So they help provide them with clothing and things they need for school and transportation and whatever they can do to just support kids being successful and graduating. And I was asked to be one of six presenters to provide sort of uplifting workshops over the course of 3 days. And like, I can't believe that it even happened. I basically did next to nothing to just stick a net in the water, and I caught a fish. I don't know, it's happening in February, so I have some time to prepare. But now all of a sudden I need to have something to say. I have to have a program of sorts. You know, I see this as an opportunity to kind of attract people my way and start programs and kind of do all these things that I've been really resistant in doing. And now I like the energy exists to do it.
Yes.
And I'm also doing a little bit of fear management in, you know, meeting my audience who they, where they are, because I'm feeling, whoa. But I want to also be cognizant that, you know, some of the participants in this event can be, you know, these at-risk students and families, in addition to, you know, people just looking to help support a nonprofit. And so my audience is very broad, and I wanna leave them with some energy and some hope and optimism and drive and motivation. But I don't want to, I don't know, feel out of reach for some people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Although just for you to know, and for everyone, like in any crowd, there's always going to be a couple people where, right? You know, so we can't, we never want to try to please or connect with everybody. We just want to connect with the people and have what we share connect into the hearts of the people that are meant to hear it, right?
Yeah.
I'm tearing up a little bit hearing all of this. I'm so excited. Like if I could get up and do a happy dance right now, I would.
It's like, I have to move.
Yeah. It's amazing for so many reasons. But I want to say, I think the thing that I'm happiest or most excited about is that you're getting an outer reflection and validation of how amazing you are and that you have something to share. And I can feel it's like, I've been wanting you to get that like energy boost, you know, like, you're getting it. So yay all around. And I'm glad that you're aware of the fear and, you know, all the pieces. And so, you know, there's so many things I could say or directions I can go. And I want to ask you, what's most important for you? Like, what is it that you need today around this?
I really just wanted to celebrate.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
I don't have people to celebrate with. And like, I wanted to type it all out, but I couldn't form the feelings into words. And
it's even better that you're sharing. Yes. Yeah. And to, I think sharing it makes it more real too.
Yes.
You know, awesome.
I'm doing it.
Yes. You're doing it. Yay. So I won't get all Virgo on you in this moment, but probably in like by next week, you will be receiving a note from me asking if you've started to think about your topic and all that. I'll let you just bask in it right now.
Actually, here's the other just great thing about it is they gave me deadlines. So I'm set.
Yes, good. I'm so glad. Please, you know, only if you want, but please like bring your ideas to the group, ask us, like we're there to support and help and
certainly
all of that.
Yeah. And if you wouldn't mind helping to socialize, it's a really great cause.
Yeah. Give us the link and all of that for sure.
Cool. Thank you.
And definitely check out the chats because you have people celebrating with you. So take a look. So happy to hear it.
Thank you.
Inval.
Okay, so, all right, I took some notes. Basically, the bottom line, there's two main things. One is that I have a ton of regret about like all the money and time and connections wasted in the last few years. with my coaching practice, like connections, former clients. The other thing is that it is becoming like abundantly clear that no one knows what the fuck I do. So like literally Leora sent me an email with like a former like colleague of hers being like, are you coaching right now? Do you do career coaching? And the other thing that was really triggering is that I spoke with one of my best friends from law school, and you know, I have this chip on my shoulder around not being like an executive coach. And yeah, so she told me that she worked with a coach, and I was just able to like identify something. And she was like, I don't know, I thought you did like life coaching. And after the call, I was also honest with her. I was telling her my sleep is fucked up, like, you know, how I'm like aligned with the moon. And so she was just like, oh. And then after the call, I mean, this has nothing to do with her, but I was just seeing myself. I wanted to be like, dude, I'm the same hella smart person like you studied with in law school. Like I'm the same person, like I'm still super smart. So yeah. But it's like, it's really like, it's not even not so. So that message is becoming like abundantly clear. Like I get it, universe. And so, but there's like all the regret. And then, yeah, I feel like there's so many different circles like I could reach out to. So I really just want to nail down like, and also because, you know, also for all of us, like who we are shifts.
Yeah. For sure.
And so I feel like there's like this like 10-year gap. And I feel like there's so many things I could have shared about over the last few years that I haven't, like these two products I created. And yeah, and like I do things, I just don't talk about them on social media.
Yeah. Well, and I know you don't love social media, you know, which is totally okay. But there's a lot in what you just said, but tell me if I'm getting this right. I'm kind of hearing two things sort of that are connected to each other. One is all of this regret of what wasn't done, or, you know, essentially what wasn't done. And then this awareness that people don't really know what you're doing or how your work has evolved. And also, I might be reading too much in between the lines, but this feeling in all of it for you that they don't value it. They don't know what it is and they don't value it either. There's something about you that they're not seeing: your brilliance, your intelligence, your skill. Am I getting all of that right?
Totally.
Yeah. So, for now, just in terms of the regret, I'm going to ask the most predictable question ever, but I'm just going to ask it. And it's just going to be like underscoring a point that like, so what's the holding on to the regret doing for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's like, it's not even like motivating or like protecting at this point. It's really just like, it just makes me, it's like a whip. It makes me feel really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like tens of thousands of dollars, like is just, and it's like, it's shame too, which is so terrible.
Yeah. So, you know, the shame piece is, I don't know, we'll get to the shame piece today, but just in terms of the regret, what I'm hearing is like, it's not doing anything for you. It's not serving in any way whatsoever. So regret is something that you can work your neural pathways on
And I know I come back to like this with you sometimes in ball, like your thoughts, but it's because you are so whip smart. Like just yesterday in Sacred Depths, we had our rewiring class, rewiring negative thought patterns.
I wanted to show up for that, but I decided to sleep. Yeah.
Sleep is good. But one of the points I was making is like the smarter, what I have observed over the years is that the smarter that you are, the more you struggle with negative thought patterns. And it's because when you're smarter, you know, the neural pathways go quicker, like everything is going quicker. You know, I think it's so true for you. Like, of course there's deeper issues. I don't want to say that, but I do. I hate to be a broken record and you can tell me if it's annoying, but I do think a piece of this for you, Inbal, is to be on top of your thoughts. And to use the rewiring tools and to, this isn't about rooting out regret, you know, forever, although that would be amazing, but as it comes up to move out of it and then to move out of it again and to move out of it again, it's a habit. It is a deeply grooved neural pathway in your brain. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely, yeah, it's actually not, it's not annoying because, yeah, I'm so vigilant about so many thoughts, but I feel like, yeah, I need to take, some time to focus on this particular one.
Yeah. Yeah. And to, you know, like track it and be with it, you know, at the end of the day, when did it come up? And then you'll start catching it as it's coming up and really be with it. You know, I'm actively doing that work right now. Like, I'm really nervous, you know, Inbal, because you're on the team. Like, I'm really nervous about the Art of Client Transformation that's starting tomorrow. And all of my old stuff around not being good enough and I'm not going to provide value, like all the stuff is like right here. And I'm like having to catch myself, like sometimes, you know, 30 times a minute, you know, I just like move myself out of it, you know?
Yeah, it really requires a vigilance.
Yeah.
So thank you. And now what am I supposed, like?
So, what, finish?
Yeah, like, I mean, like I'm ready to move forward. Like I can't, like at my own, you know, and I'm working with Marcy on some like marketing events. I don't want to take up too much more time. But in terms of like, friends and people, like I know, like I'm ready to just like I've been wanting, especially my law school friend, to be like, dude, I mean, my client, my brother, yeah, it's like his friends are like switching careers. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. So here's an idea for you. I just want to say one more thing, because I know a lot of people have resonated with the last piece we just said. So this is for you and everyone. Remember your even though nevertheless tools. Commit to even though nevertheless, you will see good things happen. I think, Inbal, that you should write a kick-ass letter to everybody, like everybody. Be like, new year, so much has happened, not only these last few years, but especially in 2020. And I am, you know, really excited about the year. And my work has shifted and I wanted to bring you in to what my work has been about, you know, and who I serve and how I help them. And I have spaces on my calendar. And I'll help you with that and we'll help you with that, you know, start just write it out and then send it to your family, send it to all of your old colleagues, send it to your client, your old clients, you know, just connect and let people know. That's the next thing. And if you wanted to post on social media, that would be good too. Only if you wanted.
Right on.
And you could post that letter on social media too. Like, hey, you know, hey, community, wanted to let you know.
Cool. Yeah, I just want to say, like, it's so annoying that just because, you know, like, talking about, like, Karen, I still want to be like, dude, I'm strategic as fuck. Like, yeah, it's like people, it's like you can't, it's like, whew, people can't live in nuance.
It is true, but that fire right there in Ball, use it, leverage it. Like, I heard you, you know, in this conversation so far, really own that you're strategic and that you're smart as fuck. Own that more in your communication with others. Share those things.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. Sandra.
Hey, everybody. So I wanted to celebrate mostly. Last fall, I started collaborating with Marie Poulin. She's the kind of resident YouTube star on this app called Notion. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I haven't had this much fun in my business in like, I don't even know how long. Like, Notion's an all-in-one app. And so it kind of centers around productivity and like project and task management, but it is so fluid and easy to use, and mixing like what I've learned in the last few years with Joanna and my other coaching background and my old corporate consulting background, I basically get to channel all of it together. And I'm working with coaches and these like amazing, amazing creative entrepreneurs. Like, I have a quilt designer as a client now, and we're helping her implement Notion so that she can sell courses on fabric dyeing. Like, it's just the craziest, funnest stuff. And I get to use all of the tools in Sacred Depths, because here's the thing, like, I might be setting up systems in their businesses, but they have to face all the things they're afraid of, like all the visibility shit and all that, right? So it's like, it's tech, but it's not tech, right? They could hire a VA if it was just tech, but that's not what they're hiring me for. So it's just this sort of magical land. And then on top of it, not only did I get this collaboration with Marie and all these like private clients, but so I'm starting to work like as a coach mentor within her course and community. And we have these VIP offers, this VIP offer that gets one-on-one time with me. Well, we put it out right before the holidays. We've already doubled my retainer with her, like in the span of 2 weeks, because it's just like, it, like, I'm just like, and I've had to be consistent. Like even though nevertheless applies to good things too, basically, because it's like, even though this feels like it's moving really fast, nevertheless, I trust my skills. I know I can handle it, right? Yeah, so I ran this community call on Sunday. I was feeling very out of it all last week, and just like knowing I wasn't ready to come back and face reality on Monday. And I was like, how can I shift the energy? How can I move this? And I was like, oh, I know, I'll hook up and like do a weekly review, which is kind of a, like a planning process, but I do it with journaling and a more like kind of not quite spiritual, but heading in that direction, a softer approach. I put it like, literally planned it 3 or 4 days in advance, and I had over 30 people show up, like just like that. They just, so anyway, good things are happening. And I had the thought of like, oh, if I'm gonna hold this much space, like I need to make sure I show up for Joanna's calls. That was my lesson. So I'm here. That's what's happening in my world right now.
Gosh, Sandra, I'm so, I mean, just so over the moon. I'm so happy to hear it. I'm so happy to see just, you know, you in this energy. And, you know, as you were talking, one of the things I was thinking about is like, last year was like a year for you, you know, and it needed to happen.
to get to this place. So involve back to regrets too, right? Like all of that needed to happen for you to get here.
All of the last 18 months. In fact, you know, I had, Joanna knows this, I don't think anybody else was in the group at the time, but I ran this group coaching program about 2 years ago and it like blew up. It was just it was just a learning lesson. Like I was ready to deliver what I offered, but the client wasn't the right fit. And I didn't hold enough of a boundary around letting people in who weren't really ready for the work. And it just, so many learning lessons came out of it. But I decided to, the kind of community call group thing that I'm doing, I gave it the same name because I'm like, I'm going to shift energy on this, because every time I see it pop up in some folder structure or an old email, I like have that inner cringe. And so I'm just like, nope, get it done is coming back, like with the better version of Sandra. And I literally could not be holding and doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for all of those painful, obnoxious, like crawl through glass on my knees sort of things I've been through in the last 3 years. So I just, yeah.
Yeah, so well done, because you could have taken all of that and gone in a really different direction.
Yeah.
But you took the lessons.
Yeah.
So well done. I'm so excited. I want to look up Notion. I'm so curious about
it. Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to do a demo for us. Like at some point. I think that's the best way to do it. That way everybody can see what I'm up to. Because I think a lot of people would be excited. So
yeah, definitely. Please. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yay. Alana.
Hi.
Hi.
It's my first time making it to the business Q&A. I've gone to the practicum and the blueprinting. This is my first time actually making a Q&A. So that's a celebration.
Yes, it
is.
Yay.
So my question is around, I also lost this. I don't know if you gave a specific like thing that we're supposed to be celebrating, or we can just come with our questions. Okay.
Yeah, whatever you need.
I mean, I am celebrating a lot, but the question I have, so I had a prospective client reach out to me. She found me very like through a friend who gave her one of my poems. It was like a very, you know, I haven't been really promoting my private work. It's just been happening in a very, that kind of way through referrals and stuff. We had a call and she felt like a really incredible fit to me. And and she was like, hey, I need to think about it financially. Da, da, da. I told her my pricing and all that stuff. And, I shared with this group, she wrote back to me and I didn't push her. I didn't check in with her. I was like, let me honor. She said she'd get back to me this week. Let me just let her do that and not like be like, hey, you know, so really trying to respect that and boundary. She got back to me in the week. She's like, I'm a yes. Like I need, and then that's the one I sent you about where it was like, do I need a contract for her? Because it's like a little bit, like it's feeling like she might pull out like in the middle or something. So I didn't, what I heard from a couple of people is have her pay the payment link before you before you create a contract for her, like make the payment link, like get her in financially before you invest in writing a contract. So I wrote back to her a very clear letter. I could read it to you or I can summarize, but I was basically like, I'm so excited. We're like that you're a yes. Like, I'm really excited that we're working together. You know, to answer your question, I don't work in less than a 3-month container. Like that's the only way that I can really get what the results you want and the impact, you know. And we had a very my prospect calls are kind of like sessions a little bit. Like I do a lot, I bring in some of the embody techniques and that's how I do it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, it was like, and so I wrote back and I said, obviously, you know, if you get COVID or something comes up, you know, we can pause it like if we need to, but our intention coming in is that it's a 3-month container and it's here's the payment link and it will bill you monthly for like the two remaining payments after you pay it. I require 24 hours or 48 hours for reschedule, whatever, but it was very like loving, but it was boundaried.
Yeah.
And then today I get an email back from her that's basically like also very loving, but just like, she was like, I thank you so much. I realize I'm not ready. Thank you for the word sacred container and your very clear process. Your message helped me realize I'm not ready to begin or continue this beautiful thing for reasons that I need time to sit with. I know this is likely my fear talking. It's saying something important to me about power dynamics, sovereignty, and my own New Year habits, money, and time. I feel an indescribable need to stop everything and listen. I'm beyond grateful for the gift of your time and wisdom in December and hold uncomfortable feelings for receiving that for free. The next step I propose, 1, if it makes sense, I'll reach out to you later in the year if you're available to try this option again. 2, if there's a list to be added to in your next group session, options open, please do add me. 3, please let me know if I can PayPal you for your December time. So my feeling is she is a very much an ideal client for me. I don't know her financial situation, and I like, but I feel a real first of all, I don't want to take money for my consult call. That feels like a no to me. That was a gift. That's what I offer. And that's a gift. And like, whether she chooses to sign up with me or not, that's, you know, so clear about that. What I don't feel clear about is like how to respond to this email in the terms of like part of me who also is someone who like struggles with my sovereignty wants to be like, all right, she got clarity that she's not ready right now. I just let her go. But part of me, I can't tell if that's like, I have fear about like, I don't want to push on her too hard, damage the relationship, but it feels like she was somebody that I definitely felt was like, is the right fit for me. And like, I could just tell in the one session we did, like how much open for her. And like, So I'm just feeling a lot of like, I am very clear though. This is what I want to say, which is big progress on my part. I'm 100% clear. This has nothing to do with me, whatever. Like, I don't feel any like attachment to like, if she chooses, like that feels really clean and good. I'm like, I know I gave her the best thing I could. I know she's a good fit. So that feels like a win already. But anyway,
that is a win. And she is going to be a client. It sounds like she's going to be a client, whether it's now or later. Here's what I would do. Tell me how this lands for you. So just as a context, you guys have heard me say this before. The best way is always to be totally transparent. Like, share what's going on in your head, share it. I do it when I'm coaching with clients. I do it when I'm marketing. I do it in enrollment processes. Like, that's always the best. And so I would write her back and either write her, or I don't know why this is, or send her an audio message. Like, if you want her to hear your voice, either way. And I would just say like, you know, thank you for your note. It really touched me. And you know, for many reasons, and one of them is because I know for myself, it's been such a journey around my sovereignty, and I really honor that in you. And especially because of that, I'm almost hesitant to share what I'm sharing next, but I want you to know I'm tossing it to you. You know, I don't know if this is true. Only you know. I really feel called for us to hop back on the phone. I don't want to be paid. It's not for you. It's not to convince you to start now at all. The reason why I'm feeling called to invite you to that is because I really heard in our conversation that you want, and then insert her vision. And I also really heard that your fear of X, whatever came through in terms of, could likely get in the way. That may not be what's happening right now, but I feel it's my job, and I would just love to hold the space for you to get clear on that. And then, Alana, the other thing, and only if you want to do this, and this is not, I'm not suggesting that you should, but if you are feel flexible at all in how many payments she could make, or, you know, you can say, and also there is flexibility around numbers if it turns out that you're truly, you know, meant to start this work now.
Okay. That feels terrifying to me. Like, that feels like an edge that like makes me want to throw up. It's like, the idea of like in any way pushing back, like it's, I mean, I know that it's like an edge I want to, but it's, I just want to name that it's like, that feels like absolutely terrifying. I mean, of course I'm going to respond to her either way, but like the feeling of being like, do you want to hop on a call? I'm like, oh my God, she's going to think I'm trying to convince her. That feels.
Well, but say that in the thing, you know, I'm hesitating because I don't want you to think I'm trying to convince you. Not attached to us getting on the phone. I honor your sovereignty and your inner wisdom about hopping on the phone, but I just felt called to put out the invitation, and here is why.
Okay.
what's important. So first of all, you don't have to do this, right? Speaking of sovereignty, I'm not saying, Alana, you must do this, right? It's only if you want, you have agency.
I think what I want is like support, like to even just now, like to tune into like what the fear is and like how to either make a choice that like, okay, the fear is like correct and I need to, and that's, I'm not ready to do that step yet. And I just let her go and let her come back to me when she wants, or I get clarity of like, I'm ready to like push this edge and like, yeah,
totally
do it. Is that okay? Is there, yeah,
space? Totally. So just take a moment and close your eyes and feel the fear that you're feeling right now. And where are you feeling it inside of yourself?
In my solar plexus.
Okay, awesome. So just connect in with the fear in your solar plexus. And take a look at it. What does it look like in your solar plexus?
It's like, it's some kind of like, it's like worms. It looks like kind of like these beige worms, like my intestines, but just kind of like moving around really in this slimy pile.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. You're doing really well. Connect in with the slimy worms in your solar plexus. Feel what it feels. What does it feel like?
It feels like disgusting and shaky. Mm-hmm. Like I'm having like a, my nervous system, even in just talking about it, is super activated.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. So be with that and ask the worms what they're scared of.
That she's gonna think that I'm like a disgusting, slimy, needy, like gross person who's trying to like trap her or like get her to do something she doesn't want to do, or that I'm like,
yeah,
just like a disgusting person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it feels so visceral.
Yeah. Good. I know it's not fun to feel it, but I just want to invite you to keep on connecting with it for a little longer and ask it where you learned or what series of events brought you to be scared that other people would think that you're a disgusting human being.
I don't know.
It's okay, you don't need to.
Like it doesn't feel like it feels like it wasn't treated that way as a child or something, like I wasn't.
Yeah.
It feels like it's probably, I don't want to be boring telling the same old fucking story of like my ancestral trauma.
Yeah. No, this is what we come back to, right? It's all good. And also don't be in your head, right? And don't worry how something sounds or if you know or if you don't, just be with it, you know, and whether, you know, it likely has a lot to do with the ancestral trauma. But either way, what I'm hearing is that it's deep. This is something that has been with you for a long time, Alana, something, you know, that you carry with you every day, this fear that others are going to think you're a disgusting human being in one way or another. And so, again, it's hard, I know it's hard to connect in with, but just continue to connect in with it. And ask it from its highest wisdom what it wants you to know. From its highest wisdom, what is it that it wants you to know? Be with your solar plexus.
that the world is not totally safe or predictable, that there are people who are going to not love me or not like me. It's okay.
And that's okay. Find the place in your body, Alana, even if it's just in the littlest sliver of a pinky toe, where you can feel that that's okay. Where in your body do you feel that it's okay?
I feel it in my the soles of my feet and in like the pelvis area.
Yeah, beautiful. So focus on the soles of your feet and your pelvis, where you know that it's okay if not everybody loves you or likes you. Just be with that. With the knowing that it's okay. Is there a place, the soles of your feet or your pelvis, where you're feeling it more strongly than the other?
Right now, the soles of my feet.
Yeah, beautiful. So just focus on the soles of your feet with the knowing that it's okay. That it's okay. And just be with that feeling in the soles of your feet and just watch it. Watch the feeling in the soles of your feet. Really be with that. And for now, just asking your feet if there's anything else they want you to know.
That I belong here on this earth. That I have a right to walk on this earth just like anybody else.
Yeah, you do. Yes. Take that in. Feel that right. It's your birthright. Deep breath in and out. And allowing your eyes to flutter open. So I know there's a lot in here and we're going quick, but I just wanna ask you just for right now, what are you taking from that beautiful work that you just did?
Yeah, just like I feel the sensation dissipated in my solar plexus a bit. And I feel like my feet feel really like alive and tingly and like, just like a shift and a spread and a sense. I mean, it's funny. I came to this call being like, I'm not attached to what she thinks of me. And like, this isn't about me, which feels still true. Like, I don't even think this is anything to do with her, you know, or her feeling about me. It's just, sorry, ask me the question again. I got lost in my own.
What are you taking?
I'm taking away that it doesn't matter. That it doesn't matter if I write to her, or I don't, like if I say it or I don't, like it, I mean, it doesn't in the grand scheme of my life or in it's like, and that I can take my time to write a thoughtful response and then decide if I want to send that or not, or I can just send something that says thank you so much and like I look forward to hearing you from you when the time is right. Like I can write both versions and then I can decide what I want to send by the end of the week. Like it took her 2 days to get back to me, it could take me 2 days to get back to her. There's no hurry.
100%. And what I would give you if you want to do for homework is to do some journaling dialogue with the soles of your feet. And just continue to ask them what they want you to know and specifically about this situation, you know, like how to respond. And just continue to see what wants to come forward there.
And is it okay if I send like a draft of the email to to you, or should I send it to Facebook?
Post it in the group. I'm in retreat Thursday and Friday all day.
Okay.
So I don't know when I'll get to it, but
okay,
as soon as I can.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I'll try to get something up today and like just see if it's.
Yeah, but don't rush it just for me to see
okay.
it. I will try to find up.
Okay.
To take a look.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Such good work. All right, Tammy and Nicole, if you can hang on, I'm going to get to you too. Tammy. Can't, but we can't hear you.
Of course not, because I didn't unmute myself. I think what's coming up for me today and has been coming up because we finally made a decision of like when we're moving and it's just getting realer. For me, is like, how do I keep my container when my container is going to be wide open, right? My container for my clients, right? So like, you know, I've talked about a lot of things in the last couple of months with you, and I've journaled a lot and I have some things in place, but I don't know. I'm just feeling like, I guess, cause it's real, I'm just like, how am I really going to be able to support people? Because I won't have a sitter come February either. So everything's really going to be on my shoulders. You know, I have to teach my kids, and that doesn't stop even when we're moving. So I was just kind of sitting with all the different ways that might look. You know, and one is obviously I have some team members, like I have Victoria, and that's, you know, that's starting to shift. And I do have someone that I'm training in California, and I was thinking like she could be an option for me, for people to do online work with, you know, because she does really good online stuff. So I was thinking of pitching something to her about, you know, if I feed her clients and, you know, doing some sort of percentage like that so that my clients are taken care of, but I'm also making something. but also, you know, my tech support and online work and my herbal support, like there's stuff, I don't know. I'm just feeling like I really want, I mean, I'm sure you heard it in my email when I was thinking about my retreat, is like, I really want to respect my space in this process. And I feel like I've already been telling people like come February, you know, I'm going to kind of be checking out a little bit. And like, also even just like, do I write an email to my community, you know, just to kind of set that intention, and create that container too. And yeah, so I'm just.
So starting February 1, you're not going to have child support or in the ways that you've had it. And then do you have a sense yet of like more, like you said, the move is going to be March?
We're putting our house on the market February, March. Mm-hmm. We'll know more by the end of this month. When exactly, because we're meeting with the realtor and stuff, and it's going to go quick, and then there's just going to be a lot on my shoulders, because I have a feeling the way it usually works in my family is once stuff like that happens, my husband gets busy with work. So,
and do you think you'll move right away?
Because I'm a little concerned about finding a rental, because that's what we're going to do. Once I know we're putting the house on the market, I'm going to want to find a rental like ASAP, which might mean like it'll be available right away, or it might mean like it might be a month or two before we have it.
Yeah.
So,
so it sounds like it's going to be 2 months, like February and March of insanity,
mm-hmm.
Which is sometimes needed. If you could create a container for February and March, knowing that it's going to be like that, you know, what is your availability for your clients?
I mean, what I envision is like my really amazing clients that feed me and serve me will be people that I would be available to. And I know that they would be okay with the chaos, you know?
Yeah.
And so I do visualize myself seeing maybe like, you know, cause this is, my kids will be upstairs basically while I'm working kind of thing. So I envision maybe like 8 would be like my biggest for the week, you know? And then, yeah, I just feel like that's all I got.
So that's more than enough. So what I would do is I would plan for 8 a week, you know, knowing that's the max.
Yeah.
And I would get those clients that, you know, are those inner circle clients. I would, if it's possible and if it's appropriate, Tammy, I would just get them scheduled for March and April so that you see if you have any other spots available or not. And make sure there's spots for them. And then from there, it's like anyone else that wants to book would go to Victoria, or is it Jen? Victoria or Jen, you know, and just set up a protocol for that. And I don't, right now, I don't think it makes sense to plan beyond April 1. I think you're in the mystery, you know, like this is what you can see for right now. So just focus on that.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Good.
Yeah. So I would, you know, like start letting them know. And anyway, people always like to hear that they're part of the inner circle, you know, and get them motivated.
This yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nicole.
Yeah. Hi. I can be very short because it's almost time. And I just wanted to celebrate something because we're already celebrating some things, and during the visualization it came up. Well, yesterday I celebrated my 15 years of unemployment, which means self-employed. So not unemployed, but self-employed. And I wanted to share with you that I was working on it last year, and I had a lot of plans, and because of the pandemic and not traveling, and well, you know, Joanna, I write a lot and I love to write. And I decided to develop an online publishing house. So apart from my being a practitioner, I like to put all my creativity in some kind of publishing house, which means podcasts, blog posts, stories, spoken word, ebooks, all kind of packages, and develop it to some kind of membership for different kinds of customers, because my clients love my writings, but not always want to do the one-on-one coaching or cannot afford it, but they love my writing. So I'm now developing with some help, some support, some kind of publishing house. So to put all my creativity in it. So 2021, in the visualization, my word was, I would like to reinvent myself and my business. So that's what I want to celebrate, because I didn't share it with anyone else right now, but you're the first, so I feel like a little bit.
First of all, I'm so glad you're sharing, right? Because it's you know, it's a thing to share.
Yeah.
And I just so excited, and also really want to acknowledge you. You know, sometimes we need to stew in things, and things take longer, and then other times, quick action. And I know just the idea even just came to you the beginning of December, because it was at our retreat that you're like, I think, right? And it's like, it's less than a month later, or exactly a month later, and here we are. So well done on doing the inner work, and also following your heart and your desire, and moving towards it.
Yeah, because the first time I believe it was in Charlotte, I spoke out loud, I am a writer.
Yes, I've seen, like, it's gone in stages, and now you're here at a publishing house. I love it.
Yeah, so thank you. Just want to celebrate.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody, whether I heard your voice or just saw your face on the screen. Thank you for being here and your presence. I could not have asked for a better way to start, to have our first call of the year. I hope that you all received as much as I did from our time together today. I know I'll see a lot of you over the next couple of days. I'm looking forward to it. And for all of you, I'll see you next week. Let me know what you need before then.
Have a great retreat, Joanna. Good luck tomorrow and beyond.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.